but I do not think he was a happy man. He suffered from dyspepsia, and he might often be seen sucking a tablet of pepsin. In the morning his appetite was poor, but this affliction alone would hardly have impaired his spirits. He had a greater cause of discontent with life than this. 8 years before, he had rashly married a wife. There are men whom a merciful providence has undoubtedly ordained to a single life, but who, from wilfulness or through circumstances they could not cope with, have flown in the face of its decrees. There is no object more deserving of pity than the married bachelor. Of such was Captain Nichols. I met his wife. She was a woman of 28, I should think, though of a type whose age is always doubtful, for she cannot have looked different when she was 20, and at 40 would look no older. She gave me an impression of extraordinary tightness. Her plain face with its narrow lips was tight. Her skin was stretched tightly over her bones. Her smile was tight. Her hair was tight. Her clothes were tight. And the white drill she wore had all the effect of black bombazine. I could not imagine why Captain Nichols had married her, and having married her, why he'd not deserted her. Perhaps he had often, and his melancholy arose from the fact that he could never succeed. However far he went, and in howsoever secret a place he hid himself, I felt sure that Mrs. Nichols, inexorable as fate and remorseless as conscience, would presently rejoin him. He could as little escape her as the cause can escape the effect.